Regarding life, what does it all come down to? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, and thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know. We just recently finished our series on Raised for His Glory about Israel and preterism and replacement theology and anti-Zionism and Christian Zionism. So we're moving on to other things. We're going to start another series soon. But before we do, I wanted to give a couple of independent or just on their own audios. And this one is about life. I've entitled it, It All Comes Down to This. And to me, it's obvious that most people in general want to be successful. Most people want to work. Most people want to earn a living doing something that they excel at and doing something that they feel rewarded for being involved in. And for some, that means becoming a CEO of a major Fortune 500 company. For others, it means being the best educator around. And still others, they want to be in a famous rock band or the best singer around or whatever it happens to be. Now, whether a person simply wants to excel in their own chosen career path or whether they see themselves as a star of the stage or screen, people in general want the success that often comes with arriving at what they consider to be the apex in their chosen area of expertise. Not long ago, we happened to be in the audience live watching them film an episode of The Big Bang Theory. And that was actually October 2nd. We were privileged to be there. We like the show. It's kind of funny. Some may have problems with it. But in general, it's a decent show to watch. The humor is rather intelligent, as far as I'm concerned. Now, consider the fact that with each new series pilot, though, 10 to 20 more do not make the cut. It's a real, it's a real throw of the dice based on so many variables. Now, The Big Bang Theory not only made it to the pilot stage, but it made the cut. That's largely due to the tenacity of executive producer Chuck Lorre. His name has clout in Hollywood, and he has most recently just signed an extension with Warner Brothers to be on the lot for an additional 2 years, providing more comedies and even venturing into drama. Having been with Warner Brothers since 2000, he has paid his dues, and success has come his way. He is worth an estimated $600 million. Certainly nothing to sneeze at, not only in today's world, but, I mean, nearly in any world. Now, because of the success of Lorre and co-executive producer Bill Prady, those connected to him also have an opportunity to become successful. The Big Bang Theory boasts of a cast of very talented actors. Johnny Galecki, who portrays Leonard, is worth approximately $12 million. He receives $300,000 per episode. Jim Parsons, who is Sheldon on the show, Kaley Cuoco, Penny, Simon Helberg, Howard, and Kunal Nair, Raj, they also receive $300,000 per episode, and there are about 23, 24 episodes filmed each year. Now, they certainly work hard, though some would counter that they live a fairy tale life. And that may be true, but still, they put in long hours on the set each week for 23, 24, 25 weeks per year, and they have to be professional. Should they cease to be professional, think Charlie Sheen or any of these other celebrities who have fallen from grace. And you come to understand what can happen to a person who has a falling out with a top-rated TV sitcom and its producer. Sure, Sheen landed on his feet somewhat. Apparently, he has another series on FX, but that doesn't always happen. Because of the large paychecks that the cast of The Big Bang Theory receive, they are in positions to have things that most of us will never have. All of them have expensive homes in areas of Los Angeles or New York City, as in the case of Jim Parsons. They receive the perks that go with being a celebrity, a household name. The fact that they are household names opens doors for them. And in short, they live lives that most people only dream about living. They really lack for nothing. Now, when we were ushered onto the set of The Big Bang Theory to watch the live taping, we walked past numerous cars parked right next to the soundstage that were very expensive. Mercedes, BMWs, and the like were parked out in front in spots designated either Big Bang Cast or, in the case of Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady, their names were painted on the curb markers in front of each spot. If these highly paid individuals have children, sending them to college is certainly not a problem. There are no such things as student loans. Going to Ivy League colleges is likely not a problem either. And in short, doors open for them that do not necessarily open for the rest of us. Now, I don't hold them in contempt because of that. They've made their success legitimately and enjoy the fruits of that success. The tragedy, though, of Hollywood is that for every person who succeeds, thousands fail. Most never even get their foot in the door, try as they might. But for the actors who make it, their celebrity is clearly delineated on what's called the IMDb.com. It's the International Movie Database. If you're an actor or work in Hollywood's film industry in some form, you have an IMDb page. They list all your credits for the world to see. Now, the more network credits you have, the better chance you have of obtaining more work. You can have credits that are not network, meaning you've not yet done work on series television or SAG movies, which isn't really a good thing. Sure, it's a start. But the idea is to get some of those actual network credits where you'll be noticed by people who are the movers and shakers of Hollywood. Now, success for actors means lots of network credits, prime time, highly acclaimed TV series, a fat paycheck, and the fame that comes with all of that. To the actor, that's success. The problem, of course, is that there are no guarantees in acting. Kaley Cuoco has been working in film and TV since the early 80s. She was the eldest daughter on the now defunct Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Daughter that starred John Ritter, who is now deceased. And after his death, the show was eventually canceled and she was able to move on to other things, eventually landing a meaty role in The Big Bang Theory. For Cuoco, lightning struck twice. And the same thing happened to Johnny Galecki, who plays Leonard the neighbor on The Big Bang Theory. He went from notable parts in movies to being cast in the TV series Roseanne. And when that ended, Chuck Lorre developed The Big Bang Theory with Galecki in mind for the current role of Leonard, because Lorre was also involved in production of Roseanne. So Galecki went from success of Roseanne to the current success of The Big Bang Theory. But because nothing is ever secure in Hollywood, I'm willing to bet that the cast of The Big Bang Theory are looking down the road somewhat, even though there's going to be at least one more season after this current one for the show. In Hollywood, though, nothing lasts forever. And in order to remain on top of success, projects are constantly needing to be created and or pursued. It's simply the way it is since the demise of the studio system of years gone by. So the idea is to have success, lots of success, and more success. Few attain it, and even fewer manage to hold on to it. Success comes to some and ignores many. But in Hollywood, when success comes, it often comes with a big price. And in the end, it really does not matter how successful a person is with respect to their chosen career path. It doesn't matter how many credits they have on their IMDb page. It doesn't matter how much money they make over their lifetime. In the end, everyone dies. That can be depressing, I know, but that's the truth. Every one of us leaves this life for the next at some point. It doesn't matter how famous a person has been or how much money they made in this life. It doesn't matter how many credits they have on their IMDb page. It doesn't matter how much theater they did or TV sitcoms they starred in. It doesn't matter what they produced or wrote. The only thing that matters is how they lived and who they know. And when we stand before God of the universe, he is not going to be concerned with things that I've mentioned that we hold near and dear. It won't matter to him that we got a starring role on Broadway or that we were on two highly acclaimed TV sitcoms. The only thing he is concerned about is what we think of Jesus Christ. That's the question he will pose to us, and he is looking for one specific answer. Where do you stand on the person of Jesus Christ? Is he simply some great guy or wonderful teacher that lived a few thousand years ago? Is he God the Son? Is he a God but not the God? Who is Jesus Christ? Now, it's not your material success or net worth that provides us with a part of heaven in the next life. It's not how well you worked out to get rock hard abs. It's not how many lines you memorized and whether or not you found your mark on the set during blocking. Yeah, you need to do those things as well, depending on what your career path is. You need to put all of yourself into your work, whatever that work happens to be. In other words, you need to be honest in your day-to-day affairs. However, the thing that you need the most, above all things, is to be in a relationship with Jesus. You need to know him. It doesn't merely work to know about him or to know of him. It's not enough to practice being a Christian like being a Buddhist or practicing yoga. Being a Christian is not simply following a set of guidelines as a person does when they work out to gain upper body strength or mass. Being a Christian means that you have received the new birth that Jesus speaks about in John 3. That comes about because we believe who he is and what he accomplished for us. It's that new birth that ushers us into a direct relationship with Jesus Christ. It is a living, breathing relationship that takes us from death to life. Nothing else does that. There are no successes in this life that can adequately compare with the success of knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord. People constantly mistake the mistake of thinking that being a Christian is something I can be today, but I can leave tomorrow. That's not true. We can no longer divorce God than we can divorce ourselves. Once we authentically become a Christian, we are a Christian forever. There's no going back. Those who somehow manage to, quote unquote, go back, in reality, have never had the real transformation in their lives, which actually place them in a living and vibrant relationship with Jesus in the first place. Something he talks about in John chapter 3 as being born again or born from above. They would argue that their Christianity was authentic, even though it's no longer authentic. They are confusing practicing something or imitating something with being something. I can be a Buddhist today, or a person can be a Buddhist today and walk away from Buddhism tomorrow because it is a mindset. It's following a set of rules or a way of living or a way of thinking. I can be a doctor today if I go through all the qualifications and quit to become something else tomorrow. I cannot be an authentic Christian today and not be one tomorrow. As an authentic Christian, I have forever bound myself to Jesus in relationship through the new birth, not simply in practice or in mindset. A person who becomes born again, according to chapter 3, cannot become unborn again. It's impossible. Recently, I read that the actress who plays Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang Theory, Mayim Bialik, was in a car accident in which she severely injured her hand. Originally, they thought, you know, she might lose at least one finger. Fortunately, that didn't occur, and she's on the mend. And we noticed that she was wearing a type of splint during the recent filming, and we wondered what had happened. They do their best to keep her hand out of direct camera view so they don't have to explain it in the TV series. Now, Bialik says in an interview that she's a person of faith. Her Jewish faith has helped her through the accident, especially leaning on the Psalms of the Hebrew Bible. And I wonder, though, if Bialik considered that she could have been killed in that accident. I really wonder. It doesn't take much to exit this life, does it? Driving through Los Angeles traffic when we were there a week or so ago reminded me of that truth. Death does not care how successful we are in this life. It does not note our credits, our successes, or our failures. It simply notes that our time is up in this existence, and it removes us from this one to the next. Now, I hope in the midst of all that busyness that is your life, you will take the time to answer the question about who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for you. Is he God? Did he come to die on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood, so that by his shed blood and his stripes we are healed? If you believe that, then you can enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can become born again. I hope that you will consider it. As weird as that may appear to be or sound to be, that's the one question that matters out of all of them. And I would ask and encourage you to please take time to deal with that issue. That's our show for today. I thank you for joining me. We're going to be starting a series soon called Christianity Practically Speaking, and I hope you'll join me for that one. And in the meantime, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how richly and truly blessed you are in him Thanks so much for being with me today.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.